up on something maybe, or were wondering about something with AY. Did you guys think that he might have been tipping in that outing he had last week? And did you figure out if he really was, or what were you guys talking about there?
You were always, as coaches, we're trained to do that type of stuff. You know, we're coaching on every level at any time, and having conversations, internally. And I know that you were standing there fairly close by and saw who I was talking to. So just getting different perspectives, and that's stuff that we're keyed in on. And we always want to make sure that, we're doing our job as a coach to prevent those types of things. We'll continue to fine tune that and give information to players when needed.
So did you guys think he might have been tipping something last time out?
Yeah, we had a general curiosity. We were last time out. I'm not sure about the last time out. I just know today we had a general curiosity, and we were just comparing notes. So we'll continue to watch out, monitor that, and make sure that he's not.
Any other questions? Nick, back to you, Nick.
Yes, Tori. What have you been seeing from LeCastro? It kind of feels like a lot of these guys vying for the right field job have had their ups and downs, and maybe really since coming back, Timmy's maybe grabbing it.
Yeah, he hasn't lost a beat. Credit to him. 10 days down, I would never notice it. First game back, slashes a couple balls, and is right into the rhythm of his swing. There is an instant energy, and a quality at bat that we've seen throughout the course of spring training, and stuff we want and expect from him. So he's growing and learning. You saw what he did yesterday when he bunted for a base hit. Those are areas of his game that he's been fine tuning during spring training. So we've been very pleased with where he's at.
David Brand.
Hey, Tori, kind of going off of Nick's question, with LeCastro, you know, it seems kind of rare, that type of player, somebody who can be so disruptive for four or five different at-bats. What kind of, you know, when he's going well, what kind of luxury does that kind of give your lineup, just the stealing the bases, the bunts, all the just the disruption that he brings?
Yeah, he's got some natural gifts that we're all very well aware of, right? He's got great hand eye. He's as fast as the wind, and you know those are things that he was born with. But I think what has been standing out to me is the type of quality at bat he's been giving us by surveying the strike zone and swinging the strikes and, you know, working pitch counts and getting himself into a good hitting count and not missing a pitch that he's looking for. So that's the hard work that he's putting in behind the scenes that stands out more to me. I feel like when he walks up to home plate right now that there's a really good chance he's going to barrel you and he's going to find himself standing on first base. And it's exciting. There's a certain level of excitement that he brings when he steps up to home plate. It's not just standing up there, getting hit by a pitch, you know, as he had done at times in his career. He's a good baseball player, and he's a good hitter as well.
Zach?
Tori, how is Ketel's ankle doing?
Good, very good. He's progressing well. To be honest with you, he probably could have played in the game today, but we just want to hold him out one more day, and then he's going to get right back into the cycle and get right back into the routine and the process of playing as much as possible.
But you had him in there yesterday. He came through yesterday, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, he was fine yesterday.
Zach, you have another question?
No, sorry. Forgot to lower my hand.
Tori, did Dupes bullpen today go okay, and do you know when he's getting back in the game?
Yeah, so he threw, I think it was a 30-pitch bullpen today, and felt good. We'll figure out what the next parts of his plan are, whether it's another bullpen or get in and face some live hitters, but we feel like there's enough of a progression that I can let you know that it went well, and there will be, you know, obviously a plan moving forward for him, and what that is right now, we don't know.
Anything else?
Thanks, you guys.
No, thank you. Talk to you guys after.
Thanks, Tori.